The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised. BetMGM, the place for soccer in Canada, presents Footy Prime.
Oh, let's go!
Footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. It's the Footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Drew, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is Footy, footy. It's time to get this party started tonight.
BetMGM, the place for soccer in Canada, presents Footy Prime, and this is Footy Prime as you round out the week. Sean's here, Dubs is here, Craig's here, Jimmy's here, Wong is here, JC's not here, but he's here in spirit and will be cutting and editing this very podcast. All right, so the World Cup, it continues, as do our really big questions, Dubs.
Not queued up. Ring, ring, what's that sound? Big question that needs answer, ring.
What was the question again?
How long before that gets annoying?
I love like it. Last show, I think.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that.
It is good. I did enjoy it as well.
Hearing Dubs do something really mediocre?
You mean like you just now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mediocre.
But you singing is amazing to me. Because I now know that you're average at something. So it makes all of us other people.
Like you needed this most recent example to know that.
Oh, good. I mean, look, you fake go downstairs really well. You fake canoe really well.
It's true. I do.
You're drinking. You're a good dancer. We've danced a little bit. You're really good at barfing on the corners of streets. lots of really good things. Yeah. And this singing is you're just mediocre, which I love.
But I do it with some exuberance. So there you go.
Don't try.
She's mediocre at accepting.
Shut up, turd.
Comment section. She's mediocre at dealing with that.
Oh. Yes.
Right.
At least I fucking loaded some in, James Sharman.
Yeah, well, you did. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That was back on Wednesday, Dubs. That's 2 days ago.
I know.
Maybe it's time to move on.
Feels so raw still. I don't know. Yeah,
we struggled for that 55-minute podcast, didn't we? Obviously, we needed more comments. Obviously.
Ring. Okay,
sorry. All right, today. Oh, by the way, we'll have our footy picks later today as well for the weekend. Some big games this weekend, actually. Huge games, as this time of the year generally happens. Okay, today's really big question for the World Cup is the expanded 48-team tournament a brilliant move or a disaster? Or in between? Who thinks it's a brilliant move? Anyone?
I like it.
All right, Jimbo, you start.
Yeah, I like it.
Defender.
I just think it gives more teams around the world an opportunity to enjoy the biggest tournament in the world. And you get teams like we've spoke about with Haiti, Curaçao, and other smaller countries around the world that would never had this opportunity to embrace the beautiful game's biggest tournament. So I
Italy.
Like it.
Teams like that.
Ouch.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I wasn't a big fan when it first happened, but thinking about the likes of Curaçao, and Haiti, Cape Verde, countries like that, as well as, smaller countries developing and having a reason to develop and go search the globe with the relaxed rules as far as playing for countries and things like that. I think it's great for the development of those countries and an opportunity for them to get there and other tournaments as well. So I think the Nations League has been good for smaller countries, and I think the expansion to 48 teams is as well.
They always want more, don't they, Dubs? These smaller nations. They got the freaking Nations League.
How dare
they? We want
they?
More. We want a World Cup too. Just give us a World Cup. Let's make it 96 teams next time. Why not? At least the small teams. Oh,
they might.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's every chance.
Like, Jimmy and Forrest make really good points, and I agree with all of that. You want to stoke the development. You want to stoke the amount of money, the exposure that these players and these countries will get as a result of this 48-team World Cup. But what about the prestige? What about, the fact that this is the World Cup and just everybody can go now? Well, except for Italy. But no, I'm just kidding. But, I think that Dr. Claire Westad, of the broadcast, friend of the show, is a big math person, as you would expect as being a doctor. So Claire Rustad says 32 teams is the sweet spot. And I don't love numbers. Numbers don't love me. But I know that that worked. There was a clarity about it. The top two teams moved on. Very simple. 32 becomes 16, becomes 8, becomes 4, becomes 2, becomes the winner, right? Like there's a clear path there. And in previous pods, we've tried to break down the various permutations of a 48-team World Cup, and it's near impossible to do. You can track your team, and kudos to you if you're able to do it. But I think you look at the group stage, it becomes a little bit kind of overstuffed. There's too much to keep track of. Are you as interested in these matches, given the fact that they're lower stakes? Right? Were you less competitive, perhaps? You're diluting the quality with the inclusion of these smaller nations. You might get more one-sided games, which was the fear of the Women's World Cup with the expansion to 32. We didn't get that. So, you know, perhaps the caveat to my own argument is that with the expansion, the modernization of the game, the, ability to be more tactically fluid, to have more scouting on teams, you have less depth of talent, but you might be able to compete. So maybe my whole point here is proven wrong, but I do think that the prestige is diluted a little bit with the expansion to this 48-team World Cup. And I think that maybe it's a little bit of a misstep. Do I think it's going to be a disaster? No, but I think you've changed courses, you've advanced, you've taken the step to expand, and it's too late to go back. So I do wonder about the quality of the overall tournament, but especially during the group stages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two things can be right at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But do you not think as well with the World Cup, once you get to the 16, then that's when the tournament really kicks off? Because a lot of times in the group stages, if you win your first two games, you're going to play guys that were on the bench for the third game. And then it kind of, you grow into it. But I think when you get to 16, it's the best. And that's where the tournament really starts getting good, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you've got to manage your players, right? With this extra round of games, you've got to manage your players, which means with the eight best third-place teams, there's going to be some big matches late in these group phases for certain teams where other teams have already qualified and will start resting players. And that's going to bring up a lot of anger and frustration and controversy and, you know, are we doing the game justice? By rest, I think this opens up a big can of worms there.
Yeah.
You know, there's too much football to begin with, and we're putting even more on these players. Oh, thanks, three more players in the squad. Well, that'll take care of it. I worry about the players' durability. If you're going to have some players will play every game or close to. There's a lot of football in 6 weeks, coming off a season already. Don't you think there's going to be football fatigue as well from the fans at a certain point? I mean, there's going to be some shitty games. Let's not kid ourselves. With respect to the small nations, let's be honest. We're going to be watching a lot of football.
104 matches, Sharms.
104 matches. That's a lot.
We're going to be exhausted. We're going to be exhausted. When did load management ever really fall, unless someone was injured or coming back from injury? If everyone was fit, you'd never even think of talking about sitting people and load management, which you're actually talking about right now, which has probably never been part of a discussion about World Cup at 32 teams. Just saying. Never thought we'd be talking about load management.
Yeah, but here we are. We have to, because that is too much on these players. And many of these stars entering already with injuries and coming out of injuries. I just think it's unnecessary. I mean, it's all very well. Okay, I get it, Craig, what you're saying. And Jimmy, you know, yeah, small nations deserve a shot, a chance, right? Less money, less budgets. I understand all that. But it comes down to money. That's why they're doing it. FIFA aren't doing it to reward the small nations. They'll say they are. And that's why they've done this. It's all about money. That's the only reason they're doing it.
Yeah, but at the same time, Sharms, you know, these smaller countries, sometimes if you don't have much to celebrate and you have a team that's gone to a World Cup, it unites a country and it brings everybody together and gives them something to cheer about as well. So for me, I like it. I like what they do, what they've done with the 48 team, just because it's growing the game, it's bringing countries closer, unites people. And I think it's a good thing that they're doing that.
It's not uniting me. I'm pissed off.
There's not much that makes you happy.
You know what does make me happy? A 32-team World Cup. Actually, a 16-team Euro I loved as well.
In terms of viewership, like you talked about that fatigue, it's 104 matches. You know, the strength of these matches and how relevant they are amongst, you know, this sea of distractions. And I know it's the biggest competition in the world, but you spread it out. There's so many matches that maybe are meaningless, throwaway matches people don't really care about. And as Jimmy said, like maybe people only start to pay attention, you know, at the round of 16. Even the knockouts aren't even a conversation starter because most people get through, or most big teams that people are following get through. And sorry to the smaller nations here. But I mean, the beginning of the tournament, aside from these, and Wonger, you love this from a marketing angle with these kickoff parties and like the, whether mm-hmm. it's in Toronto or it's the US or it's Mexico, and you have all of this buzz with the superstars performing to bring more eyeballs on it. But then you lose all those eyeballs for the first 14 days of the World Cup because nobody gives a shit about the group matches. I'm not saying that's the reality, but that's the risk with the expansion.
I will say also that we are looking at this through the lens of people that are in the business, in the industry. We're going to watch mm-hmm. every single match. Yeah. The average fan isn't going to watch every single match, mm-mm. I don't think. They're going to watch their teams and maybe some big matchups, right? Mm-hmm. We always look at it through that, as Dubsy's favorite term, the echo chamber of our and it's so true. Which isn't always the average fan. Hardcores, maybe. Some people actually have to work for a living and won't be able to watch those afternoon matches because they'll be at work, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that, I suppose. I'm trying to find a reason to say it's a good idea. But can you imagine, Wonga, the scrambling, those final group games, trying to figure out who the 8 best third place teams are?
Yeah.
It's going to be ridiculous and frustrating and annoying and extremely confusing.
And it goes back to, you know, the head-to-head, the how many goals, the goals against, the goals for, and basically who has a pimple on their ass that day. And like, honestly, it's you're then put in this position that is purely mathematical, and it's kind of like throwing darts with a blindfold on. Right now, Jimmy could get a bullseye. I would only get a 20. But Dubs, who's also mediocre at dart throwing,
it's true,
would miss the dartboard. So this is, I mean, it does become kind of, yeah, but it comes, hey, you're not really, it's almost like, and I don't mean to insult you guys, Gold Cup 2000 flipping of the coin of how you getting into the semifinals or the quarterfinals, right? Like it was, there was luck. And yes, you need luck to advance in all types of sports, but there is a level of, hey, how many mathematical permutations do we have to go through to see who's going to be the third place team in each group? So you're right, Charms.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm against it.
A Gold Cup was a theft.
I'm going to give you a comparison that I don't know if it hits, but I think it does. It's, and Craig knows how much I hate this. It's the NBA play-in for the playoffs. After you play a certain amount of games, they go, hey, not only is the 7th and 8th team allowed to go in the playoffs, you're now the 9th and 10th team. So this kind of feels like that, where a team wouldn't normally be on the precipice of a World Cup, but they're then invited in because we've made this such a larger tournament.
You mean like the MLS playoffs?
Oh, yeah. That's the same.
Yeah.
Well, it's being changed now, though, isn't it, this year, a little bit, I think.
Is it?
I believe so.
Like, you have your World Cup, your Nations Cup, you have all of these pre-tournament qualifiers, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, we're extending it this big now. And then, like, what we were looking, Sweden versus Italy getting in, and you're like, how did that happen? And it happened because of math.
Bosnia.
Mathematics.
Math.
Nations League, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess we can all agree now that it is a disaster then.
Maybe they should go to 64 and just the top two go through, and then that'll solve your problem.
There you go. You know, I'll be more open to that, I think, actually.
128.
Like a March Madness, not true March Madness, I suppose, but at least March Madness is a huge bracket. But at least you know, you win, you're through. Right?
right? Oversaturation. Isn't that right? I'm sure. Swollen, just like Jimmy's eyelid when he had that sty.
Yeah, this one feels a bit like a sty.
Yeah. Well, it's new for you too, Sharms. I know it's new. So let's see how it goes.
Change. I embrace change when it's done.
Do you?
And it's for the right reason. Well, not really, no.
I'm just going to say.
I generally don't like change.
Just be honest here.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Well, I think when we first start seeing the first incredible moments of this World Cup, all the noise around the size of it will dissipate for a while. But I just do wonder, you know, about that fatigue. Yeah. You do get
when the blood flows out of it.
Yeah.
Now, do we feel like the jeopardy has kind of been removed from them a little bit? What is it? Did I freeze?
No. I was laughing at Forrest.
Oh, great.
Because I know what he was getting at.
What? Oh, you're talking about a
very droopy.
Oh, yeah. Flaccid.
Yeah.
Blood draining from his. Oh, okay. It was an erection joke.
Well done, Sharms. Well done. I tell you what, you got no chance to figure out all the permutations. You're only doing it because you're selfish. You're worried about, you're trying to figure it out, and you're like, I can't figure it out.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to anyone.
Make it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Dubs, you were saying before.
No, it's not important. Should we do footy picks?
Oh, yeah. Let's do footy picks, shall we?
Here we go. Yes, sir. DJ Melody.
Brought to you by BetMGM. Okay. It's a wonderful weekend of football. We know that. FA Cup final on Saturday, which means a whole slate of Premier League games on Sunday. Let's do a Sunday build your parlay. How about that?
I love it. Yeah.
Let's do that.
A brunch parlay, if you will.
A brunch parlay. Yeah. Love a good Sunday brunch.
Mm-hmm. Same. Best day for maybe a brunch. Maybe there's a scone involved. I love a scone.
Mm.
Big fan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scone? Scone.
Yeah.
I say scone because of my Scottish mother-in-law. She makes scones that are vegan, so I say scone.
Ew. Can't be very good then.
Oh, no. They're a delight.
Gross.
Sharms, you're from there. What do you say?
Scone.
Scone?
Yeah. Yeah, and we pronounce it.
Screw you, Wonger.
I don't know what they're called. It's like bagel or bagel.
Oh, I know. Bagel is just wrong.
Have you ever had a scone? It is bagel in England, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I think it is bagel.
I think it is. Tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
There's a hole in your argument.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Terrible topics. All right. Let's get back to this. Remember we were talking about parlay on Sunday?
Yeah. Right.
In the Prem? Okay. Dubs, where are you going?
Well, listen, we know how well Sunderland have been doing lately, but they've dipped a little bit in form. And as much as it pains me as a Liverpool supporter to put my money on Everton, that's what I'm doing. So all my money on Toffees, bad for my teeth, hopefully good for the parlay.
All right. They're playing a -120 for a home win against Sunderland. So pretty big favorites in that one. Craig?
Manchester United over Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Forest are safe.
Jimmy.
And they're going to take the day off. And United are in pretty good run of form.
Well, United also rewarding their new manager, it seems. Michael Carrick.
I know.
Transformed the club.
A couple of my former teammates doing well. Frankie Lamps winning the championship back in the Premier League with Coventry.
I hope it works out for Frankie Lamps at Coventry, don't you? And he sticks around the whole season at Coventry rather than being lured back to Chelsea at some point when they fire Xabi Alonso or whoever they're going to sign.
Yeah. Well, a few of those managers they fired have done actually quite well.
Because they're good managers.
Yeah, they're good managers. They just don't give them any time.
Right.
Because there's a freaking gong show there. Sorry, supporters club. The Chelsea fans, but you know your club's a gong show. You deserve better. Jimbo.
I think Brentford's going to beat Palace. And I think the reason behind it is because they're at home and they're still fighting for that European spot. Mm. So I think they're going to be at it.
Yeah. Brentford's one of the under the radar great stories this season. Once again, great story.
Yep.
You know, the new coach, we thought it was all, oh my God, what's the guy's name?
Keith Andrews. Jesus. So Keith Andrews, Keith actually did.
Now,
what's that?
The guy that left the Spurs. Oh my God, my brain.
Thomas Frank.
Thomas Frank, thank you.
Yeah.
Thomas Frank, yeah. It's all about him, but apparently it's more than just Thomas Frank, and Keith Andrews doing a great job.
Yeah. I actually did my coach in education with Keith Andrews.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we should get into that at some point. We should dig a little deeper.
He ended up coaching in the Premier League, and I'm doing a podcast with you guys. So
yeah, see? So go to hell, Keith Andrews. See, it could have worked out so much better. Yeah, I bet Keith Andrews didn't play against Ronaldinho and Adriano last week.
Okay? He did not.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That his back feels great, though.
He doesn't need the stair elevator.
I'm stuck in my chair.
Chair goes up, chair goes down.
Chair goes up, chair goes
down. Honestly, if somebody says something, I'm like, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, you know what? We did a comment show earlier in the week. I forgot to mention it, but somebody was asking about your chair, Jimmy.
What about it?
How did you come, you know, how did the whole chair at home in your podcast setup come about? Did you steal it? Were you given the chair?
No, it was given to me. It was given to me. We had these chairs made when I was at York, and they made two desk chairs for myself and Pragman. So I kept it because it's actually like a little gamer chair. You got drink holders on it, turns, comfortable, leather.
It's nice.
Really, really nice. It's getting hot and sweaty now because I've been sitting in the seats for so long.
Long time today.
Yeah, hole cut out of the seat.
Kind of stuck to it.
You don't want to put a hotel blue light on that chair.
Oh, God. Use that on that. Paintball? Oh, no.
Wonga.
Oh, Sharms, you and I were talking about this, so I don't want to steal it. I don't have one. I was going to go with Leeds and Leeds and Brighton, but you pick that. So let's go with four. Let's go with four, and right. Leeds and Brighton, you choose it, because I didn't know which one you want, but I was leaning to Brighton. That's all.
Yeah, I'm going to Brighton too.
Okay.
Leeds are a good team. What a good season they've had. Really enjoyed them, but Brighton's got some stuff to fight for, so we'll go with that. So that parlay pays nine plus
953.
So $5 will earn you $52 and six.
Let's do it.
Oh, okay, there we go. Just did it.
Oh God!
Outstanding. All right, thanks, BetMGM, for the odds there, and for the guaranteed windfall coming on Sunday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's Footy Prime for another week.
Amazing.
What a fun week it was.
We did.
It was.
Please catch up on all of our pods and all of our YT. That's YouTube, for those uninitiated to my vocabulary.
And leave your comments and reviews. Mm-hmm. And 5-star reviews, it helps too, really helps. And watch the videos right through, you know. Don't tune in and after the first 15 seconds say this sucks.
Yeah,
you need to say that. They've already
tuned out.
We've got only the loyal listeners and watches right now.
And if they do say this sucks, go buy the t-shirt.
Yeah, available on the Footy Prime shop, although it's not right now. Although I saw a sale went
through. Yeah, I think it is. I think we're a little late on taking it off. And I didn't understand the taking off anyways. I thought we were just going to leave it up. But I
think
you
it's
guys can explain.
Conjure some kind of anticipation for when it's like
for the
a
next
virtual
round.
Pop-up. Oh. Speaking of Craig's jokes.
Yeah, decent charms.
Pop-ups.
Yeah. As it becomes erected. Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Best to end the show now.
We don't rigidly adhere to our own rules.
Sharms is a bit stiff this morning, isn't he?
Well, you're the one that's stiff.
I am, actually.
Yeah. All right, players, bye. Please end this now. Let us have a misery.
Footy Prime is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/footyprime and subscribe. Leave us some comments. We'd love to hear those. And check us out on Instagram at footyprimeig and on Twitter at footy_prime. And check out wearefootyprime.com. Sign up for our newsletter.
Boop.
Now. And... No.